AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Snow is on the ground in parts of the Midwest, New York State, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Carolinas got ice, a possible preview of what's ahead this winter. In Baltimore, there was a fiery crash on Interstate 95.
Some type of fuel truck overturned, went over the viaduct, and while doing so, exploded.
Mayor Catherine Pugh says two people were killed. She says drivers may not have realized how bad the roads were.
What appeared to some to be snow or a little bit of ice on the ground happened to be black ice.
There are slick roads in Indiana as well. Authorities there say dozens of crashes have been reported, too, involving fatalities due to freezing rain and ice. In Columbus, Ohio, a woman died after her car went off a slick road. Farther west, cold and dry air behind an earlier storm has spawned freeze watches and warnings throughout much of California. Freezes are expected in the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys. And from the north of San Francisco Bay along the central coast, it's expected to be cold outside the Los Angeles area as well. The mayor of Corpus Christi, Texas, Dan McQueen, says it will take a long time to fix the water problem in the city.
We have to drain one tank at a time. We have to bring it up, drain it, bring it up. And that's an eight-hour process per tank.
An email from a Texas environmental official shows a chemical leak from an asphalt plant that led to a ban on drinking water in Corpus Christi this week was apparently reported a week earlier. China says its Navy seized a U.S. Navy unmanned underwater glider to ensure safe navigation of passing ships. A statement from the defense ministry said a Chinese Navy lifeboat discovered the unknown device in the South China Sea Thursday and seized it in order to prevent this device from posing a danger. The men's soccer team at Washington University in St. Louis has been indefinitely suspended. The university calls sexually explicit comments were made and other inappropriate behavior toward the women's soccer team. This is AP Radio News. Today is National Wreaths Across America Day. More than a million Christmas wreaths will be placed on cemetery markers to in remembrance of fallen veterans. Among the locations is Arlington National Cemetery.
Even with all the cold and the wet and the rain and the snow and the sleet today, there's over 25,000 people here in Arlington. It's amazing.
Amber Karen with Wreaths Across America says there are 245,000 wreaths at Arlington. As a wreath is placed at the marker, the soldier's name is read aloud. Today is Pope Francis' birthday. He is 80 years old. A mass was held today at St. Peter's Basilica. Scott Miller from South Dakota was at that mass.
We are all beggars before the Lord, and so through seeing other people's need, we see our own, and that's what I appreciate most about Pope Francis.
The Pope celebrated his birthday by sharing breakfast with eight homeless people before today's mass. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.